This week we wrap up our study in the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is 31 chapters long, and we've been studying it for what is now 26 weeks. In studying it, we've contemplated well over 500 individual proverbs, which have focused on a wide variety of topics within the main idea of how to be wise. Amid all of these lines of text, it could be easy to miss the forest for all the trees. For that reason, I thought it would be good for us to wrap up the book with a general overview of the content to help us keep sight of what wisdom is. For that, I have a list of 17 main ideas, generally grouped together in a logical fashion, into six topics and ordered in priority of what received the most attention throughout the text. You have no particular scripture reading this week, and I will cite example verses for each topic as I come to them. First, briefly, what is wisdom? Wisdom means having the best goals and the best means of achieving those goals. God is the source of all truth, and as such, He is perfectly wise and the source of all wisdom. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." Many people are highly intelligent or knowledgeable, but if they are not conforming themselves to God's standards, then they will use their intelligence to go after the wrong goals, goals which are not honoring to God, or to go after the right goals in the wrong ways. Intelligence and knowledge are not to be confused with wisdom. So how do we obtain wisdom? If we want to obtain wisdom, we must seek wisdom from its source. We should diligently pray to God for wisdom, and we should carefully study His Word, seeking out wisdom like buried treasure. And once we have found the knowledge of wisdom, we must be intentional about applying it to our lives, practicing it until we have mastered living it. Proverbs 2:1-5 says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." The beginning of wisdom is to fear God, because God knows you and has ultimate control over you. He will determine the outcome of your life, and so you should live as He wants you to live. Proverbs 5:21 says, "For a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths." Because God is in control, if you want to have the best outcomes, you should obey God's moral laws. Righteousness, obedience to God's laws, is wise, because obedience is the best way to go about achieving our goals. The nature which God created operates in a certain way, and God's laws tell us the best way to navigate our world. Nature has feedback loops which naturally punish violations of God's moral law and which reward obedience to it. Proverbs 28:9 says, "If one turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination." Proverbs 10:16 says, "The wage of the righteous leads to life, the gain of the wicked to sin." The book of Proverbs is especially adamant that it is unwise to commit adultery, devoting more than two of its 31 chapters to the topic. Proverbs 6:32 says, "He who commits adultery lacks sense. He who does it destroys himself. So be sure to avoid another man's wife." God is the source of wisdom, and the best means of obtaining wisdom is to study His scriptures and to apply them to our lives. But once we've done that, we must realize that people have some good advice as well. If we are to be wise, then we must realize that we are not always right. Sometimes others know better than we do, and so we must have the humility to listen to other people and to apply good advice. This, of course, does require some discernment. Every piece of advice given will not be wise. Be sure to compare the things that people say against the scriptures. One of the most covered topics in Proverbs is that of speech. Foremost in that topic is honesty. If you want to be wise, conduct yourself with honest speech. Being honest is a part of being righteous, and the trust that honesty builds is critical for maintaining beneficial relationships. Proverbs 12:17 says, "Whoever gives an honest answer kisses the lips." In the end, the person who tells the truth is better off than the dishonestly kind flatterer. Proverbs 27:6 says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy." Not only is the wise man honest, but the wise man has restraint, kindness, and persuasiveness in his speech. Being honest doesn't necessarily mean saying everything that you're thinking, and the way that you say things can be the difference between being successful in your goals or being unsuccessful. Proverbs 16:23 says, "The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips." After speech, we broadly covered economics. In doing so, we found that it is wise to gain wealth. We read about how obtaining wealth can lead to many benefits, benefits like social respect and the freedom to obtain what one needs without becoming dependent on others. Proverbs 10:15 says, "A rich man's wealth is his strong city. The poverty of the poor is their ruin." The Proverbs expect that wealth is to be gained by diligent work. Laziness is often ridiculed. Proverbs 6:10-11 says, "A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man." Proverbs also tells us the right way to gain wealth. We gain wealth by doing a quality job at worthwhile work that creates real value for society, and by engaging in mutually beneficial trade. One who does that gains wealth little by little. The Proverbs also describe many wrong ways to get wealth: through deception, the use of unjust weights, through interest, accepting bribes, stealing, or taking advantage of others. Gaining wealth in such ways is not wise. Proverbs 28:8 says, "Whoever multiplies his wealth by interest and profit gathers it for him who is generous to the poor." That also leads us nicely to the idea that it is wise to be generous with our wealth once we have it. Proverbs 14:31 says, "Whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker, but he who is generous to the needy honors him." The Proverbs also devote considerable energy to discussing the family. The Proverbs teach that it is wise to respect one's parents. Proverbs 15:20 says, "A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother." The Proverbs also advise a young man to choose a good wife, defining a good wife as one who diligently works in the home to provide the best for her husband and children, and who doesn't nag. Proverbs 31:10 says, "An excellent wife who can find? She is far more precious than jewels." A father is also advised to discipline his children and not to be afraid of spanking them in doing so. Proverbs 13:24 says, "Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him." Beyond the family, Proverbs gives considerable advice about dealing with the rest of society in general. Considerable attention is devoted to kings and judges. On that topic, the Proverbs advise them to do righteousness and justice. Doing such strengthens their people and strengthens them as leaders. It is best for everyone when government operates in accordance with God's moral laws. Proverbs 16:12 says, "It is an abomination to kings to do evil, for the throne is established by righteousness." For those of us who are not in positions of power, it is good for us to behave ourselves so that we do not incur the government's wrath, and for us to try to get along with those who do have power. Whether we like them or not, getting along with them is beneficial. Proverbs 16:14 says, "A king's wrath is a messenger of death, and a wise man will appease it." The Proverbs speak to the benefits of having friends, so long as they are the right kind of friends. We should strive to have beneficial relationships with other wise people, and should work together to resolve our problems without quarreling. Proverbs 13:20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." Proverbs 23 says, "It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling." And if you are going to get along with people, you'll need to control your temper. Proverbs 14:29 says, "Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly." And last on our list, don't recreationally use drugs, alcohol included. Drug use is bad for your thinking. It serves no benefit, and it will cause you to do unwise things. If you want to end up dead or injured or broke, drug use is one of the quickest and easiest paths to get yourself there. Proverbs 20:1 says, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise." To conclude, the book of Proverbs contemplates a number of topics about wisdom. The summary of wisdom, then, is this. Wisdom means having the best goals and the best means of going about those goals. To be wise, you must seek out wisdom by prayer, diligent study, and intentional application. The beginning of wisdom is to fear God, because God knows you and has ultimate control over you. As such, you should obey God's moral laws and especially should not commit adultery. To attain wisdom, you must also have the humility to listen to other people, that you might apply their good advice. In your speech, you must be honest, and you must speak with restraint, kindness, and persuasiveness. Concerning economics, you must work hard, getting rich in the right way by producing real economic value, and once you get wealth, you should be generous with it. In your family, you must respect your parents and you must choose a good wife. The good wife is one who works diligently in the home to provide the best for her husband and children, and ideally she won't nag. You must also be sure to discipline your children. Concerning society, if you rise to a position of power, you must operate just courts in accordance with moral laws, such that you uplift the good and punish the wicked. If you are not in a position of power, you must find a way to get along with those who are. You must make friends with wise people, and then you must find a way to resolve problems with those people without quarreling. To do all of that, you'll need to control your temper. And finally, don't use drugs. For those of you who are listening to this message away from your computer and are looking for more like it, you can find us at eastjordan.church.